Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, maybe cause to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
Yes, signs and wonders. A mighty move of God is on the way. That's Norman Hutchins, and I want to welcome you once again to WGUM, Internet radio station WGUM, also known as the Gospel Glory Miracle Healing Hour. Just so glad that you are listening on the call, whether you're live or whether you're coming from the archive.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on. Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
I know that a move of God,
a move of God is on the way.
Come on, say.
Change is coming.
I'm calling your name, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard, and sometimes I wake get up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now.
Sing of this song right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired, sometimes I get weak. In the palm of your hand,
right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord,
right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
I need you right now. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Once again, welcome to the radio, the internet radio station WGUM. And I'm so glad that you're listening, whether you're listening live or you're coming from the archives. Now, one of the services that we provide with this program through the Glory United Ministries, and that is active prayer. Now, you can either call 855-915-LOVE and leave a message asking for a prayer, and you can identify the person, the subjects, the topics, or the issues. But also we've had the experience where there are people who know that we're going to be on this program who will call in while the program is playing, which you're able to do while the program is going on, just by clicking the digit 1 on your phone, and that will let us know that you want us to come and have a private conversation and our prayer with you. So before the program this evening, one of my neighbors who is a dearly devoted apostle in his church told me that he asked that we pray for his granddaughter, who is recovering from an attack by entities, devils, and demons. And he said they cast the spirit out, but the problem is the spirit came back with 7 others. So we're going to, in addition to doing the regular healing prayer that I offer every program, what we're going to do is offer a special prayer to free this young woman and her whole family from the demonic possessions that they're experiencing. Heavenly Father, our beloved Heavenly Father, we stand before you in your divine light. We kneel and lie prostrate upon the floor, knowing that in this moment you are vesting us with the power and the authority in Jesus' name to cast out not only devils and demons, but also to remove their remnants. Lord, in this casting out, we ask that these spirits, these demons, be completely deluged with divine Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Ghost rip them asunder, Lord. Reduce them, Lord, to cosmic dust. And remove from this young woman all remnants of that possession. Lord, we know that you will act as it is your will, but we make this request earnestly on behalf of that young woman and her family and her grandfather, who is a dear and trusted friend. We ask that all demons, devils, and evil spirit, Lord, be completely erased, Lord, eliminated from not only this young woman, but from her family. We ask that she and all of our listeners be completely disconnected from any of those individuals in our environment who are acting as a source of such negativity. We ask that we all and they all be filled with divine healing and holy light. We ask that they all be lifted up and be released from whatever is holding them or holding us from entering fully and completely into the divine God wisdom that you have for us. Now, Lord, there are so many blessings and so many things we can thank you for. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do. Lord, we once again ask that the blessings that we know that you have filled each of our lives with, we ask, Lord, that you shower those blessings. You open up the windows of heaven and bombard us all with those blessings. These blessings we ask and healings we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. Now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
Change
Yes, every praise is to our God. You're listening to Hezekiah Walker. This is WGUM, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. This song will play in its entirety, after which, without interruption, Evangelist Benjamin will be with us.
God, and every word of worship with one accord, every praise belongs to our God. I'd like to say hello to everyone who is listening to the sound of my voice. We thank God for Jesus, and then we thank Jesus for the blood. I'm going to say that again. We thank God for Jesus, and then we thank Jesus for his blood. We're going to say that again. I thank God for Jesus, and then I thank Jesus for his blood, because it's his blood that he shed on Calvary that cleanses us from our sins, and it caused us to be heirs, oh my God, to salvation. We are inheritance, oh my God, bought through the blood of Jesus Christ. Every praise belongs to our God. Nobody can have his praise. Nobody can do you, in other words, like Jesus. Because why? Jesus is not only our Father, but he's our friend. Oh, bless his name. No greater love have no man that he would lay down his life for his friend. So therefore, be mindful that every praise is to our God. Now, I recall that Benny Cummings rearranged a song, and he did this song when I was singing in his choir, and it says, how to reach the masses, men of every, before an answer, Jesus gave the keys. And he said, if I be lifted from the earth, then I'll draw all men unto me. And it all goes on to say, lift him up. Lift the Savior up until he speaks from eternity. Because he said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men unto me. So therefore, I'd like to say every praise is to our God. We're coming to a close in this Lent season. We have had our Palm Sunday where they came out, the crowd came out into the street because Jesus would be coming through riding on a colt, a donkey, an ass, of which no one had ever sat upon. And the people came out and they rent their clothes and they were putting their clothes on upon the colt and for Jesus to sit upon. And I tell you, the crowd was excited over Jesus coming through their city on his way to Jerusalem, I believe. And I tell you, they were throwing palms and laying down the palm branches. And guess what happened? Somebody cried with a loud voice and said, Hosanna! Hosanna! Oh, I tell you, are we calling on Hosanna tonight? As my pastor so clearly explained on Sunday, as we cry out Hosanna, that Hosanna means Lord, save me, Lord, save me. Are we crying out, Lord, save me? Are we saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, oh, save me? I tell you, he went to the cross just for you. He died just for you. He bled and he died to buy my pardon. And an empty grave is there to prove that my Savior lives. Your Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Yes, Hezekiah is singing every praise to our God. But David said, praise him. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him. You know how that story goes, how that scripture goes. Praise him. And then he says, let everything that have breath praise him. Remember now, he said, let everything that have breath praise him. So, you know, I'm thinking about the birds and how you hear them chirping so early in the morning. I believe that they are praising God. He made all of us. He made everything that there is. When you go down to the ocean, I live near the ocean, and when you go down to the ocean and the waves come in, and you can watch the waves as they're coming in and they slap down and then they go back out. It seems like they're coming in saying, thank you, Lord, going back out saying, thank you, Jesus. And they just go back and forth, back and forth, just not even getting tired. I believe that the waters are saying thank you for making me to be water in thy sight. Oh, God, I just love the Lord, and I won't take it back because he's been so good to me. And you can say the same thing. He's been good to you. Isn't it good to know that you've got a God like that, that loves you that much, that he cares about you? I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care what's not going your way. But every praise belongs to the Lord. He went to the Calvary for you. You don't have to be lost. It's your choice. He gave you a choice. You can choose him or you can reject him. And yes, he was despised and rejected. A man acquainted with sorrow and grief. Ah, but I tell you, he doesn't hold that against you because he died for you to give you that chance, that freedom, to be free in Jesus. Somebody wrote a song, said, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He bought me, taught me with his redeeming, oh my God, his blood redeem us from sin and shame. Aren't you happy to know that somebody cared for you in this manner? We all have experienced love at some point through a hug, somebody just embracing you, showing you that they care. Oh, how beautiful to know that somebody cares. Well, Jesus cared. Every praise. I just feel so good. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, Lord, I feel like going on. And you know, I'm thinking about what the word was saying there and how Jesus was carrying that cross, thinking about you and me. And when he got tired, and the cross, no doubt, was heavy. Sin is heavy. Jesus yoke is easy and his burden is light, but sin will weigh you down. Sin will wear you out. And he had our sins upon him going to Calvary. And he stopped by the Garden of Gethsemane. And he prayed and he said, let this cup pass from me. But you see, our sins didn't feel good. He was sinless. And he said, let the cup pass from me. But he thought about it. And he said, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. The cross is heavy, but my love is strong. So I feel I must go on. You see, he said, nevertheless, my will, but thy will be done. He came to work the will of his Father. He came to work the work of him who sent him. God sent his Son, and his Son gave his life. I feel like going on. He could have called for a legion of angels at any time, but he said, I must go on, because I love them so, so I must go. I feel like going on. He did it just for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That is so beautiful that God said, I have a gift for you. And the gift is something that I love myself, but I'm going to give my gift to you. The man said, I give myself away so that you can use it. How many times do we use God? Yes, we use God. Some of us don't call his name until we're in deep trouble. But he said, I give myself away. He gave his Son. His Son, Jesus, said, I and my Father are one. So God gave of himself, because he gave of himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. I give myself away. Yes, I know the man made the song and he was thinking about himself. But I'm turning that around. God was saying, I give myself away so that you can use me. God, children, I give myself away through my Son, Jesus Christ. I give myself away so that I'll be there for you in your troubles. I'll be there for you, whatever you need. I give myself away. Oh, take me by my hand. Yes, I give myself away. Ah, you can't beat God. Give it, care how we try. I give myself away. Ooh, Jesus. I give myself away. No man take my life, but I give myself away. Ah, every praise is to our God, and every word of worship. want to call. Every praise is to God. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Every praise. Yes, David messed up, but he praised God in spite of. Why? Because God is worthy to be praised. Nobody can do you like the Lord. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Oh, I love him. Don't you love the Lord tonight? Don't you love the Lord this morning? Don't you love him this afternoon? But the Lord, he is our God. He is great and he's worthy to be praised. Think about him carrying a cross. Can't you just imagine women particularly relate. There are some men that do grocery shop, but we women, we shop a lot, and just carrying an arm full of groceries, we can't get in the house fast enough to sit the packages down. I'm trying to get in the house with my packages so quick, I don't even get them to the kitchen table or to the counter. I catch the floor, and I'll pick them up later. The groceries is not as heavy as the sin. Jesus, can't you see it? With a crown of thorns. I know this doesn't seem like a dancing message, but you know what? When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, you ought to have a praise. You ought to have a dance in your feet. You should have a clap in your hand. You should have a hallelujah in your voice. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You should be able to praise God. Lord, I love you, Jesus. Just think about Jesus carrying the cross for you. Think about God when he had to look away from his pure and perfect gift because of our sins was so ugly. God looked away. Jesus said, why have you forsaken me? But if God had come to his rescue at that moment, we would have been lost. So Jesus had to continue on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you can say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I feel a sweet spirit in this place. Now I want to read to you from John's Gospel. I have a few more moments to read something to you out of John's Gospel. And I'm looking at the third chapter of John. And I'm going to the 16th verse, but here I stop by at the 6th verse. And Jesus is talking, said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's that 6th chapter. That's the 6th verse out of the 3rd chapter of St. John. Forgive me, I get excited and it's hard for me to read, excuse me, when I'm excited because the words just start running all over to me, the paper, what have you, the Bible, the chapter, the... Anyhow, that which is born of the Spirit. Is Spirit. Because he went to Calvary's cross, excuse me, because he went to Calvary for us, carrying you, me, Aunt Jessie, Uncle Bill, Aunt Lulu, Uncle Bob, whoever, we were included. Whatever your name is, the enemy is trying to start me to coughing, but the devil is a liar. Listen, let me just say this to you. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Jesus was sent, oh God, from the Spirit of God to die for us. Yes, the Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us because it's kind of hard to see a spirit. So God took that spirit and put it into the body of a woman and she brought forth flesh. The Bible said, and the Word became flesh. Jesus is a spirit. He's born of the Spirit. So he is the Spirit. I'm born of the flesh. Flesh conceived me. Flesh brought me forth. Because of the cross, because of Jesus taking the time to die, I now have been born again. And I'm born of the Spirit of God. Oh, bless his name. Somebody tell God thank you. Yes, I walk around and you see my fleshly body, but I'm born of the Spirit. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other blood that can save you. So you might as well just come on and give it up. You might as well admit it. The only one that can save you from your sins is Jesus. Yes, if you're drowning, the lifeguard can rescue you, but that's fine, but he cannot save you. He may be able to pull it off to save you from dying, drowning, but only Jesus can save you from your sin. And he did that by going to the cross, by carrying the cross. And he stayed there on the cross until he had completed you, me. Oh, if he had came down, we would have been lost. Ah, Jesus. Woo. And the 15th verse of that third chapter. I'm drunk. I really am drunk right now in the Spirit. So I'm staggering through this chapter because I'm just drunk in the Spirit, just thinking about my Savior. How he died for my sins. But that 15th verse says, that whosoever believeth in him not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you see that? That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The only way you can have everlasting life is that you have to be born of the Spirit of the Lord. Our flesh can't enter into heaven, but our spirit, oh, God, I know somebody don't like this, but it's all right. It's all right. As long as I'm speaking the truth, preaching the truth, teaching the truth, I pray that you don't have a problem with it. But if you do, you talk to my Father, which is in heaven. It's his word. He'll tell you exactly how it goes. He'll tell you she's telling you the truth. Accept it. Believe it. Receive it. So that you will not perish and that ye shall have everlasting life. You don't want to not have everlasting life. You don't have to perish because God, that next verse says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And verse 17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He, verse 18, that believeth on him is not condemned. You're not condemned when you believeth on him, the Son of the living God. But he that believeth not is condemned, the word says, already. Because he have not believed in the name, N-A-M-E, of the only Son of God. There is only one name, and that name is Jesus. I talked about it last week, that if my sister-in-law was near me, I would have her to say Jesus in Spanish. And if Sylvia was living, I would have her to speak the name Jesus in French. And if John was close by me, I'd have him to say Jesus in Italian. And for all whatever nationality, that what language that you speak, I would have them to say it in Russian. I would have it to say in Japanese and Chinese and whatever, but the name of God's only begotten Son is Jesus. And if you believe on him, you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. He that believeth shall have an everlasting life. Oh, he that believeth on the Father and the Son shall have an everlasting life. Oh, he that believeth shall have an everlasting life. Oh, he that believeth on the Father and the Son shall have an everlasting life. I hope you all will enjoy Easter, but think about how Easter came about. Jesus came to die so that we could have an Easter. He said, because I am the resurrection and I am life. Don't you forget who he is and what he did for you, what his purpose was. He did what his purpose was. Are you doing what your purpose is? Are you praising our God? Are you worshiping the Lord? Are you blessing the Lord? With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless you, O Lord. Why don't you praise God and enjoy the Easter within you? And may Easter be in you forever and forever. Amen. This is my humble prayer. God bless you.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
With signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
miracles. God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
come
on,
baby.
Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, I feel
it in the air. In the atmosphere. Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, move of God.
A move of God is on its way.
Come on, say it.
Coming
your way. It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Come on,
say.
Just hold on.
Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Hello? Hello?